Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. One day I was weeping in the self-help section of my local bookstore. What set me off was a line on a book jacket. The book provided steps for dealing with difficult workplace relationships, and it was written by a hip-hop rapper. It was called Hanging Out With Yes, and though the author's exact name escapes me, I'm pretty sure his given name was Lawrence, and his stage name had the title of Doctor or Sergeant in it. I'll never forget the line that started my eyes leaking. I don't recall the exact words, but they were something to the effect of, "Given the challenges and adversity we face in business and in life today, Hanging Out With Yes provides a clear roadmap to navigate the negativity that too often sabotages individual and team successes and shines a light on the truths that can allow us to hang out with yes." Wow. Never before had someone so accurately described what I was feeling. I too often felt that there were challenges and adversity in life. I wasn't alone. As a ragging sob shook not only my body, but also the very shelves that contained the books, a sense of hope came over me. The fact that there was a book out there with some, if not every single one of the answers, made me feel lighter and more optimistic. Soon, I was asked to leave the bookstore because my crying was scaring customers. But I was ready to leave anyway because I had gotten everything that I needed that day. Now, being a person who does not own money, I was unable to purchase the book, but that's okay. The fact that the book exists, that I'm not alone, and that help is possible is enough for me. We must take hope whenever and wherever we can get it. For without hope, we are stuck living with no instead of hanging out with yes. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.